Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dina Diamond joining us as she does on a Monday. Good morning, Habibi. How are you?
Oh, Habibi, I love that song.
We're just throwing the word around everywhere this morning.
As one should.
Exactly. How are you? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. It's always, I don't know. Even in lockdown, things are busy and things are happening. Although I must tell you, the restaurants are getting busier. The shops are getting busier.
Yeah, I know. I believe so.
I think people think it's completely over.
They really do. It's actually the craziest thing.
The president said so.
Yeah, it's all over, so we don't need to worry. Well, what a relief that is. It is 9 minutes past the hour of eight. The ANC is in urgent need of a rebrand. So let's just assume that you and I were their marketing team. And we were sitting down now to have a look at their brand. And we did this sort of SWOT analysis of it. How would it look?
So I'm saying it definitely is not looking very pretty or very positive for the ANC at the moment. I mean, you've got the president. I don't know if anyone who hasn't aware of this, who wrote a 7-page letter, basically talking about how the ANC stand as number one in corruption in terms of where the country has been and what's happening. And we know that there's been many, many scandals with PPC and overpaying for protective equipment and giving tenders to friends, to family, to associates. And a lot of the ANC, there are a lot of ANC members that are implicated in this and family members. So it also has come to its head, I think, because there has been this relief, obviously, from government. We've gone and got external funding from the IMF. And now we look like literally a bunch of bozos because half of that money has been squandered or stolen and the poor are not being fed. So there's a huge upswell. Whereas before, the corruption really, I think, was more not as in your face as it is right now. Because right now the country's in desperate need of funding. The economy's in desperate need of funding. There are people who are literally going starving, and that food is being stolen, that money is being stolen, and there is a massive, massive swell within the population right now that is not happy with the ANC. So this is where Cyril, and he's even gone into his press briefings saying that corruption is a major, major issue at the moment. He's come out with it. It's not undercover anymore. And he now is even saying it's within his own party. So there is, in terms of their SWOT analysis right now, it really is not looking very positive.
How do they turn that around? Because even the letter, I wrote an article on it. The letter was just, the Oros letter, so watered down that it just kind of lost its punch. And that's really symptomatic of the ANC, that it has lost its loss. We don't believe anything that they say anymore. Because all the reassurances and all the assurances have just proven to be a complete waste of time.
Absolutely. But I think we can actually even almost break up the ANC into the Cyril camp and the previous Zuma camp. So the ANC isn't even united at the moment. So if you look at what's happened now, they obviously they just had the NEC meeting. But then so Cyril Ramaphosa writes a 7-page letter damning the ANC for corruption and members in the party who are corrupt and facing charges. Then Zuma fights back with a letter saying, how can you actually say that? I mean, the pot calling the kettle. I mean, it's just the funniest thing ever in the world that Zuma has the audacity.
I mean, I don't think anyone took it particularly seriously, aside from maybe a few members of the ANC.
Ace Magashula, Tony Ngeni.
I mean, with all due respect, wasn't he one of the first to go to jail?
I think he went back.
Oh, did he go back again? I know, he couldn't stay out of jail.
He had just like two stints, and he's the guy.
No, so he was arrested in 2001, and all of this was also with regards to the arms deal that he took kickbacks, and he was agreement. Yeah. I mean, so the problem is that we have got people in government and in charge that are constantly charged with corruption, yet they still go back into major leadership positions in government. So there's the disillusionment, I think. Like, how do you trust a party where you've got people that are continuously, I mean, they're implicated in the VDS, the scandal with the bank, with VBS, and they literally are taken out of position and then they haven't been charged formally, so they're put back into position. So where does it like really lead? So that we've got a problem. So Cyril himself is saying we've got a problem in the ANC, and there's a whole bunch of measures that needed to be taken to ensure that the party does sort of save face. And that was also even agreed to at their 2017 conference after Zoomagate and after the Guptas, where people were really completely disillusioned. And and we've seen how much money was actually stolen during that period. So now if we look at what actually is happening, the steps that were agreed to at that conference, it actually says that you need to, if you are accused in the face of corruption, you need to step down and you need to step aside. And Ace Magashula has very, very much come out there and said, I don't care, even if you accuse me, I'm not stepping down. So where does that leave that there's no integrity left in the party?
Yes, they do have an integrity commission. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yes,
a very, very powerful integrity commission. So the question is this, is how does it, I mean, nothing happens in a day. We said a little bit earlier, nobody wakes up one morning and decides to become a Gupta. It's a process, and everything that evolves and develops, or every consequence is a result of many, many actions. And one of the multiple reasons that the ANC is in the mess that it's in at the moment is because of these decisions or indecisions and choices that it's made over the last, let's say, 10 years, that it hasn't dealt with corruption. It has turned a blind eye to it, and now all of a sudden it's got this massive, massive problem. If you were advising a corporate that was looking at this, let's say, I don't know, a bank, an accounting firm, a whatever industry it is, that where they have this type of issue, what would be the steps that you would tell them to take in order to rebuild that brand? Would you throw it out completely, or would you approach it from another angle?
No, well, if you look at the ANC, where it's come from, right? So the reason it's had massive support historically is because it was seen as the party of Madiba and seen as a party of the struggle stalwarts and the people who have fought for the freedom and fought for the rights of the majority of the people of this country. So you can't just throw that out. So, but what you do need to do is you always need to take accountability. To step one is always say, what is the problem? And if we have urge here, and if there is an issue, then accountability needs to be stated. And then not only that, so then once accountability has been accepted, right, so there is a problem, we have accepted that there is corruption in the ANC. Number one, how do we find the root of that corruption and how do we start rooting it out? So you take the steps and you've actually got to implement it, and it has to come from the top. So that's what Cyril Ramaphosa is trying to do here. So he's sort of on the right path, but the problem is, does he have the right support in the party? Because there's so much corruption and so many people that supported Zuma, he's got a huge issue in his supporter base, which is where it's always been really, his position's always been really tenuous. He hasn't really had that major support because he can be ousted. There's absolutely no question that there, if there's enough.
And we saw this pressure on him over the week, and we did see this pressure on him over the weekend at the NEC.
Yes, absolutely. So he now is saying, you know what? If you want to investigate me, go for it. I'm up for the challenge. I want to root out corruption. And so I think he is on the right path, but there's just so many sort of movements at play and so many sort of subversive factors that are happening because of Zuma and because of his previous party and because of the number of corrupt members of parliament and the people that have been accused of corruption who want to stay on the gravy train, obviously, and don't want to themselves go to jail. So there's a lot of powers playing underneath, and there's a lot of sort of currents that are driving it. So absolutely, he's taking the right thing. I mean, he did need to write that letter. Maybe you're right, it was a bit weaker because maybe he didn't want to come out firing as much as he wanted to, because I think he's scared of him being ousted, literally. But he has to take accountability and he has to put a plan in place. And then he has to actually make that plan happen. He has to implement it and heads have to roll and they have to roll quickly. So if you look at the Zondo Commission and their findings, they are now saying that there are going to be high level people that are arrested, because that's what we need to see. We need to see action. It can't just be talk. When you're just looking at talk, people don't believe. They need to see, and they need to see action, and they need to see, someone has to go to jail.
So it's almost that the branding, the marketing, and the game plan needs to actually be one. It's not just a marketing. So in other words, it's almost like they need to say ANC getting back to basics or returning to our roots, or where you remind people of what the ANC might have been and once was, in terms of this is the party that drafted the Freedom Charter. This is the party that birthed Nelson Mandela. This is the party of Steve Biko. But you can't just do that unless it's part of a strategy that says back to basics, returning to our roots, and then making sure that strategy aligns with your marketing, or your marketing strategy aligns with that.
Absolutely. So marketing strategy is always built on what we call business strategy. And obviously with the ANC, it's their reason for being. It's their raison d'être. It's how they come to market. It's how they're being seen. It's how they, what they achieve in their term. So, absolutely, marketing strategy and business strategy are completely, completely symbiotic, and they completely belong together. And if they're different, then you're never going to actually win, because you can't have, and also you have to have a product that matches it. So you can't go to market and sell the best product ever and say, this is the best thing you've ever seen, but actually plug it in, it doesn't even work, because then obviously it catches up. So the market, so you'll have this wonderful campaign, and people go and they'll buy the product, even as you'll see with ANC, the buy-in. But, and you give them time to get right. But now, I mean, the ANC have been in government since 1994.
It's 26 years. There's been time.
Yes. So we can actually say it's fair that the ANC have had a really good go, that they've had a good chance. They've had more than a generation of people being educated to be able to show that there's no excuse to say, oh, but we're a new party. Our historic, like apartheid regime is the reason. Cause you know what? That's not, it's not going to fly anymore. It really is not going to fly.
26 years is enough time to have dealt with that.
Absolutely. And not only that, but they've had the funding, they've had the budget. It's been stolen because of corruption. It's been stolen because those in the ANC were actually caught up in the corruption. They themselves were implicated. You look at Zuma. I mean, the fact that Zuma himself is not in prison is actually itself crazy. I mean, it's absolutely crazy that Zuma is not in prison. How corrupt was he? Because, I mean, he's got apartments in Dubai. I mean, he's in countless scandal. I mean, it's just absolutely mind-boggling that he's still around and still has the audacity.
So why do you think the ANC has any brand value left? Because they do. If we went to an election today, the ANC would win. So that says to me that there's brand value there.
There is definitely, listen, there is brand value. And again, all the reasons you mentioned, so the Steve Biko and the Nelson Mandela and all the stalwarts of the ANC that were so absolutely instrumental in this country, and the fact that people of this land are very tied to the ANC as a brand. And people, if you look at the last election, Cyril Ramaphosa, there was a lot of discontent, and the move was, you saw previously that Julius Malema started getting votes, and even the DA at that point, and Musi. But what the reason also the ANC is so strong is, unfortunately, because there's no real opposition party. So if there was an alternative, then potentially people would be voting for that alternative that people saw as a viable option. So people weren't voting DA because they saw that still as a white party. They weren't voting the EFF because they saw that maybe as extreme or it's Julius's little fanfare that he goes on. But when you're looking at brands, like, you've also got to have an alternative. So people who were disillusioned maybe didn't vote. But if you also look at the previous election, I think the ANC managed to garner the votes that they did because of Cyril Ramaphosa. Because he, as I say, you can separate the party from the individual, because people see Cyril as an honest person, I think in general, compared especially to Zuma. Again, it's all relative. So I think that the ANC gained a lot of momentum in the last election because of Cyril. They were voting for the person. They weren't necessarily voting for
the party.
It was
a way in which people could vote again for the ANC. If it wasn't for him, I don't think it would have been the same. I do tend to agree with him.
So there may have definitely been a twist in the last election, and the ANC maybe would have lost a lot of votes, or there would have been maybe even a more lack of voting, and there would have been a lack of voter turnout had it not been for Cyril Ramaphosa. But he was seen as the champion of the ANC, and he was seen as maybe the savior post-Zuma, and I feel that's why the ANC did get a lot of votes. Otherwise, I feel they maybe would have lost quite a bit. And if you look now, I think also with COVID-19 and the fact that there has been corruption, the fact that people have lost jobs, the fact that there have been massive tenders and money stolen and people's food literally been stolen out of their mouths, then I think that there would be a different result. And the ANC have to really watch that when we're looking at government elections coming up for next year. And with the fact that they can't go on these big rallies and they can't give out t-shirts to sort of try and buy goodwill, they might very well have a very big problem if they don't create some sort of turnaround strategy.
I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. And San says many voted ANC just to keep the EFF out. Yossi says, the way I see it, the only way that our president can deal with the Zuma faction is to prosecute them once they're all sitting in prison and there's no opposition at Luthuli House, he'll be free to make some honest decisions. Clive says the ANC is a 26-year has a good chance, 26 years of stealing. And Mike says, until someone actually pays the price and pays back to the coffers, no one will take Cyril seriously. So this is Mike also says problem is that no one actually is held accountable. There's no audit of contractors, etc. So lots and lots, of course, lots of anger, and it's just interesting to see. Lindy, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on this?
I'm actually listening, especially to the part where we're talking about what they would do if they have to come up with a new strategy. And I'm totally opposed. I, as an ANC voter, I actually don't care to hear that this is the ANC
of yesteryear.
Of yesteryear.
That's so interesting. What do you want to know? We can do like a control study here. Dominic, we're coming to you afterwards, so you just think about that in a minute.
I need a total overhaul of everything, because definitely everyone from yesteryear has not served anyone, has not served the country.
That is so interesting.
And for me, I need the ANC.
So it's not about the past, it's about
the future.
I don't care
for the past anymore.
That's interesting.
Because there's also...
not that you stuck to the ANC of the past, which is why you still want the ANC to succeed.
No.
Your parents might be different, though. They might want
the ANC of yesteryear, because, I mean, nostalgia and all of that.
Exactly.
And they've lived through that. But unfortunately, that doesn't work for me, because I think the ANC, even in its inception, is not a pretty picture. So I need a whole rewrite.
Well, it certainly wasn't perfect, but Dominic, your thoughts?
I completely agree. I completely agree with what Lindy said. I do not care to know what the ANC of the past is or has done. I mean, it's great that it has done so many things, but right now it's not really doing anything for me. So a complete overhaul of the entire organization. Not even them putting, I like Cyril Ramaphosa, but I'm over ANC and its corruption. I'm over everything that they're doing.
But is there an alternative for you?
No, there isn't. Right now, it doesn't feel like there is.
It's where we keep going.
Yes, it doesn't
feel
like
there is. The DA doesn't feel like
home. No, it doesn't.
Still feels like a white party, even if it's led by black people.
Yes, and the EFF
we hear over and over again. Yeah. The EFF is too radical, doesn't make sense.
It's not even that it's too radical. The EFF, like Dean is saying, is really just Julius's little what you call. I mean, it was Women's Day. Are you telling me in the whole EFF organization, no one but the CIC can address a Women's Day rally?
Oh my gosh.
He's the one who would, are you, so it's, Youth Day, you're telling me in a whole organization that prides itself in having young people, no one but the CIC can address people. Mm. It's Women's Day. They're always talking about the radical Winnie was and all of that. The whole organization, only the CIC can talk. Are you kidding me?
Do you
me?
Know that I didn't think of that?
No.
I love that.
Yeah. It's mad for me. And one of the things that made me laugh last week is, so I realized that Bladen Zimande's portfolio is education and something and innovation. And I said, there's nothing even innovation he there. Knows that he's in the wrong portfolio.
Innovation.
Innovation.
Innovation. Can he turn on his own cell phone?
That's, I mean, is he the...
Can he operate his Zoom frame?
Can he operate Zoom? So for me, it's... Come on, let's get
everyone.
Well,
that's back to our
adage from last week. So just to clarify, I think it's not saying that the ANC needs to be what it was historically. Mm. It needs to be what it promised to be.
I
think it exists on the history and the nostalgia, but I think what has still needs to do is turn it around. Like, obviously he's dismantled dismantled the state capture networks. Mm. He's brought new leadership to SARS, to the Hawks, to the PRC, to the NPA. And he really has to say, these are the changes and this is what we're going to implement. We're looking at our base of our history of our nostalgia where we've got our groundswell and our support, but we need to move forward and we need to take root of this corruption out and need to deliver on the promises we made to the people.
Stay the path. Carol wants to know, what about Herman Mashaba's new party?
Yeah, we spoke about last week, and
we've got to get him on, Lindy.
We have to get him on. But because I was saying to Howard, his track record in Gauteng for me says this is someone I can look to actually lead. Yeah. I don't care.
I've still got to get over being let down by him.
I know, Howard. All of us did.
He didn't show
up. Besides the Alex thing, how he just left us, you know, high and dry.
He knew what he was getting involved in. He knew he came in on a DA ticket and then he left because he didn't like the DA.
That's the thing. He did promise. And he just said, I'm really trying to work on Howard so that we, maybe on Thursday when Dr. Abrams comes, maybe we'll work on that. Maybe we'll just work on letting that go. But I'm definitely looking to see what Herman has to say and what he's offering, just because he really did do amazing work in Gauteng.
He did. We were a very starting to look like a different city.
We were
under him. Maybe they've got a name. What are they called?
Oh, I forgot
action.
The name.
The one.
It's action something something. It's not the one.
Oh, I think Musi's got the one party, huh? It's very confusing.
Musi keeps saying he doesn't say it's a party. He keeps saying
it's a movement or conversation.
Yeah. Musi 2.0, I keep calling him, is really fun.
I know, but we need one message. Unsigned says that there was a massive fanfare when the new public protector was, the new public prosecutor, was appointed. Has she prosecuted any of the big wigs? No, she hasn't. Look, we did speak.
Oh, yeah, Pussy, yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
Batohi. Shamila. I think Shamila is actually the right person. I think she's actually got a bit of teeth and will not, I mean, I think the other one, Pussy, would like, she totally just, like, was, like, blew herself out of the party, but only investigating Cyril. Also, with his funding for his party, he's saying, listen, you're welcome to look at my funding.
Oh, no, there's a public protector you're talking about, yes. No. Absolutely. Yeah. No, she's proven to be an absolutely awful. But we're talking about the public prosecutor, who I do think is a good person, and a good person for that position.
Who replaced Sean. Yes.
I think she just got into an office that was in such
a state. Well, that's what Mandy Wiener said to me, that she said, you know, the problem is that the public the prosecutor is really just about the systems also that surround her.
Yeah.
And so she needs to be able to investigate. She needs to be able to be able to get that information in order to do it. And I do think it's taken a while. I still am hopeful that we'll still start to see. And that's the most critical thing. If there's one thing that South Africans, I think, need is to see prosecutions.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
Like
that.
I was just saying, even if it's just one. Just one.
So if you had to pick one.
We've had all these.
Wait, no, we're going around the room. We're going around the room. We're going to start with Lindy to give Dina a bit more time.
Oh, my goodness.
If you had to pick one person that you wanted prosecuted.
Ooh, Howard.
That's a tough one. Yeah?
Excluding Zuma. It's got to be excluding Zuma because he's
excluding
Zuma.
Oh, no. He was my top.
I know all of us, but he's too easy.
I can't. I mean, there's so much spoiled for choice.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I think Zandile.
Yeah.
So
Zandile. I think I'd take Zandile.
Yeah.
I think because she messed it up when she said being back at the ANC was a woman empowerment thing. So,
she's messing us up.
All right, if you have to pick one person, 3, 4, 5, 1, 9. Clive's already answered Zuma. No, Clive, that's the easy way out. It can't be Zuma. I need to know one person. If you had it, let's make a wish list.
How much time do we have?
Right. We are so late for news. In fact, do you just hold on a minute? Let's just do news headlines. I'll come back to you in a second.
Is corruption like a medal of honor?
It's a requirement for the job. Only if you corrupt can you.
Well, it was a requirement, actually, if you think about it.
In the beginning.
No. I'm saying under Cyril Ramaphosa, because the only way in which that deal was struck was if there was a balance of power between the corrupt and the non-corrupt. Mm-hmm. So it actually was a requirement. Was. Corruption was a requirement.
Mm.
It's actually pretty clear that it was, which is just a little bit weird, isn't it?
That's how it is.
All right, so hold on. So are we saying now, and I'd love your thoughts on it, 34519 or 061-895-1019. Dina Diamond and I would have completely blown this whole ANC campaign. Because
talk to the ANC voters.
Right. We made the biggest mistake of marketing is we didn't talk to the customers.
Because I'm like, no.
This has actually got nothing to do with the customers. This has got to do. There's so much more here. You know what? I say put the customer at the center of everything you do. But you've got to have an organization that is able to serve the customer. If you have a completely defunct organization, how do you serve the customer? Mm. How? You've got no product to offer.
Rene says, what about the crook with the duck? Who's the crook with the duck?
No, who's the crook with the duck? And I hope it's not who I think it is. Who's the crook with the duck?
Rene.
Not Dlamini Zuma.
No.
It's because she took your cigarettes, hey?
It's about the cigarettes.
She made a lot of people angry with that.
Yeah, they're putting her on the list even if she isn't corrupt. Just because she took away cigarettes.
Exactly. And I think, Howard, if we only had Cyril to deal with, we'd be okay. But the problem is he's got to step up. I think he keeps looking for the opportunity. That's not the biggest problem with this whole ANC campaign, in my opinion, is that we looked to Cyril for the campaign. We looked to Cyril as the leader of ANC to embody the ANC. But unfortunately, he's just the head or the face, the figurehead, whereas he doesn't have that support. He hasn't stood up. He hasn't, people are saying, just grow some. I mean, he is literally, he hasn't shown leadership.
But I don't think that should be our marketing campaign.
Just grow
the
some.
The power.
Just grow some. I don't think so. I think, look, I'm all for edgy and being a bit out there.
But
I don't
just
think.
Just putting it in there in the notes.
I just don't think that should be, I mean, it's catchy. It's not.
Even think they can work on a nice dance move like the one that with the last.
Madeleine says, "Why stop at one and lock them all up?" No, I want
to
know the reason that we're going through this is we want to understand who people are thinking of as when they think of ANC and corruption. Who besides Zuma pops to mind as that person?
No. How can I forget Nomvula Mokonyane?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
No, actually. Oh. That yes. woman had my dad.
Is she the one that defended Zuma with
yes,
her buttocks?
Yes, with her buttocks.
That's
yes.
the one.
That yes. woman had my dad traumatized because when she was still in water and sanitation, and then she said the water was missing, and my dad was like, no.
Me too.
She's like, where's well, the
I kept thinking, if you are in water and sanitation, don't defend anyone with your buttocks. Leave
no,
the buttocks
don't.
Well out of it. You don't want that water and sanitation association.
Absolutely
you
not.
Just
no,
just
actually.
Leave it the hell alone.
Yeah, I know. So Zandile Kumeto will come second for me. No yeah. Bola? Definitely.
All right. We do need to end it there. Dina Diamond, you know what? We're trying to be sensible here. I feel like we really need some work on this ANC campaign. It is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM.